Earth is brown and rice is green, and air is cold on the face of the soul. O grandfather, my grandfather, your dhoti is become a shroud, your straight hair a curse. In this land where rice no longer fills the belly or the empty placelessness of your soul. For you cannot remember India. The passage of time has too long been trampled over to bear your wistful recollections, and you only know the name of the ship they brought you on because your daddy told it to you. Your sons, with their city faces, don't know it all, don't want to know it, nor to understand that you cannot cease this communication with the smell of the cow dung at 4-day morning, or the rustling wail of yellow-green rice, or the security of mud between your toes, or the sensual pouring of patty through your fingers. O grandfather, my grandfather, your dhoti has become a shroud. Rice beds no longer call your sons. There are clerks in the city of streets, where life is a weekly pay packet, purchasing identity in Tiger Bay, seeking a tomorrow in today's unreality. You are too old now to doubt that Hanuman hears you, yet outside your logi, the fluttering cane flaps like a plaintive tabla in the wind. And when the spaces inside you can no longer be filled, by the rank beds of rice and the lowing morning cannot stir you to rise from your gula, the music in your heart will sound a rustling sound, and the bamboos to Hanuman will be a sitar in the wind.